views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, darn sexy people. Well, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know where to begin. So I guess I'll just let the channel take over. Many of you know from reading my e-blast last week, it's been quite a tornado of life here in my home. My beloved daughter found out that her husband of not even 2 years has been having an affair on her for at least 6 months. And so we have filed for divorce, and we have moved her back into my home, our home. And if you're a parent, you know the pain that your heart suffers when an abuse like this happens to your child, especially anybody you love, but especially your child. So add that to a lot of Joni is leaving. We have, I'm happy for her. She was offered another job with a big retirement package and healthcare and things that I cannot offer her. And she needs to make this move for herself and her family. Could not have come at a worse time in my life, but we have found a beautiful, beautiful young lady named Ashley, and she will be training this week and taking over. So I'm going to ask all of you for your loving support as she makes her way into this beautiful and loving and amazingly supportive and expanding community. Okay, I want to talk about lying and the need for lying. Because guys, it's really up. It's up to be healed now. So just take a minute. Go to the places in your life where you feel you're being lied to, or you're lying, or you're lying to yourself. And basically, because our government is lying to us right now. Husbands are lying to their wives right now. And we're lying to ourselves. And I want to, it's kind of like a 5-minute mini webinar I'm going to give you here. We lie because we have a belief in lack. In other words, we have a belief that we and everything aren't equal, that somewhere there is a lack, and that all of us, all energy, is not created equal. So we need to lie to feel superior. We believe that my needs and wants are superior to other people's. Having an affair is indicative and a great metaphor for this. I have to lie to you because I think you're not making me happy, and therefore I have to lie to you so that I can go off and create my own happiness, which is a lie to myself. I can't create me without lying to you. The healthcare bill that they keep trying to pass is a perfect example of this. We want what we flip and want, and we're going to lie to you through our teeth to get it so that we can create the illusion of truthfulness that we want to create. And if we lie to you, then we'll be able to create this illusion. And again, the channel says, they are lying to themselves, right? We lie to others, we lie to ourselves. We lie to ourselves, we lie to others. It's a complete circle. If I don't show you the truthfulness of who I am, I'm lying to you. And therefore, I'm lying about the reality of myself to myself. Bottom line, lying, this is the belief, lying gives us power. And we have to start waking up, guys. We have to start waking up and telling ourselves the truth about what's going on. And they brought in the information of fractals again. We haven't talked about fractals in a long time. Kind of a great simple analogy, really simple analogy of a fractal is when you throw a pebble into a lake and there's a small circle and a bigger circle and bigger circle and bigger circle. It's the pattern that repeats itself from the most minute, small portion out into the largest representation of that that's possible. So in other words, it's that pattern that keeps recreating itself from smaller to larger to larger to larger to larger and larger to smaller to smaller to smaller to smaller. So telling ourselves lies, putting our head in the sand about what's going on in our lives does not empower us because it takes us out of choice. And you know, anything that takes us out of choice takes us out of creation. We must not lie to ourselves about the other people's power because that disempowers us. So what they're giving me right now is, well, you know, I can't do anything about it. I'm just me and, you know, the Congress and the president are lying to us and giving us the illusion, right, trying to give us the illusion, they're correcting me, that we have no power. But we've seen the power that we have when we make our voices known. Basically, I lie for you so I can lie to myself so I can become more powerful. Did you try and wrap your brain around that one? Or not your brain, just get it. I lie for you or to you. I lie for you and or to you so I can lie to myself so I can be more powerful. So bottom line, anywhere, anytime there's a lie, you're lying to yourself. So that creates this consistent pattern of fractals. God bless me, sorry. That extends out into the ionosphere. We have to break that pattern, guys. And so we're claiming for all fractals of all dimensions, that I love being in love with myself. I've asked a million times that's the highest claim. Why don't y'all just write it on a post-it and put it by your toilet or wherever you're going to see it in the morning and go, okay, in this day-to-day, I am committed to being in love with loving myself. Right now, that's the highest claim. They also want us, and do it with me now, I direct my pituitary and pineal glands to open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge regarding truth. I direct my pituitary and pineal glands to be open wide and receive all the light and all the knowledge regarding truth. So anytime there might be a lie anywhere in my life, to myself, from others, to others, in the circle of lie, truth that we do, we want to become aware of it, and we want to move out of that fractal of pattern and create a new pattern of choosing the creation of truth. And so it is. So we know from our last amazing webinar, Ask and It Is Given, that we were not asking in a lot of different ways. We weren't asking. So we are stating very clearly, this is what we want. This is what we're choosing. This is what we're directing. We are directing ourselves to know this. And now we are asking all energy to come in and partner with us. I want to now share with you quickly a beautiful little email that I got from one of our community. I'm just going to read the highlights, but I want you to hear what it feels like when somebody really gets it. She's talking about working at her restaurant. Anyway, the restaurant isn't the healthiest environment, and one of the managers I work with is constantly criticizing and judging. Yesterday, she made several hurtful comments to me. I immediately reacted, which gave her power and control, which is what she wanted. Long story short, I didn't want to go back to work today, even though she wasn't going to be working there. Before walking in, I started to cry. I went to the bathroom. I cried for 2 minutes at the most, and then I started to laugh. Remember, that's one thing that the channel has given us. Why am I giving this restaurant so much power over me? I started to dance in the bathroom to get my heart open and enjoy. When I left today, I realized my anger towards my manager isn't hurting her. My allowing the restaurant to have power and control over me is hurting me. My energy goes down, my health, the universe will not work the way I want it to, and I stay in unhappiness and hate. When I went into that bathroom and released these emotions, I came out in joy with my heart open. I only worked 2 hours and walked away with $100. Anger and hatred towards someone doesn't serve me anymore. I understand why now. It only hurts me, and I love myself too much to ever want to hurt me. Woohoo, hallelujah, praise the Lord, she got it. And I'm sharing it with you because it's going to help you get it. The last thing the channel wants to add that just came in is there is a belief that we have to get back at someone to keep our heart open and create ourselves. You know, so our challenge, Gabrielle and mine's challenge right now, is not to get back at her husband, but to keep throwing love at him. Take the steps we have to take. Absolutely. I'm not saying roll over, play dead, and give up. I'm saying stay in love so that, like the letter I just read, you don't go down with what you're trying to achieve. Unforgiveness for any energy is the biggest lie we can tell ourselves. I'm not going to forgive you because. Okay? So take a moment. Where do you have the opportunity to forgive right now? who do you have the opportunity to forgive right now? Because you're lying to yourself if you're thinking that holding a grudge or unforgiveness toward that person or that thing that happened, you're lying to yourself if you think that's a healthy state for you. Okay, so all of this, I'm telling you, I don't know about you in your life, but people are dropping like flies. So many of my friends, terribly ill, lot of nervous system things going around, guys. Lot of nervous system things going around because we're lying to ourselves about our amount of control over what's going on in the world. A lot of loss, you know, a lot of abandonment issues going on, people dying. A couple of my friends have just been given, you have so many months to live. And of course, all these things, as we're going through them, are creating new beginnings, including the chaos, seeming chaos, they just corrected me, that's going on in America and in the world right now. So our next webinar is Loss, Leaving, and New Beginnings. Death, disease, divorce, abandonment. They said, and I'm putting myself out on a limb here, they said we're going to talk to a lot of people on the other side, a lot of your people on the other side, to get information and guidance for each of us about why they left, or information about leaving or abandonment or childhood abandonment, all that stuff. Kind of putting, I don't call myself a medium, but they said that's what I'm going to do a lot in this next webinar. So August 9th is the date, 7 to 9 p.m. Should be posted on the homepage of iamdwallace.com. And oh my God, you guys, if you're even thinking about Creation Station, move now, do it now. We're 3/4 full. There's no way I can extend the amount of people because this is being held in my home, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. If you have never done a Creation Station, believe me, you wanna. I'm offering this entire weekend for a measly $600. and there's payment plans and all. So if you think that's in your way, you're lying to yourself. It's not. The other thing is, anyway, come join us. It's a guaranteed weekend. You will walk out of here expanded and excited. And the other thing is, I'm closing this line of Bupalopaloos out. If anybody wants to order any, you better do it now because they will be donated soon. All right. I think, can we go to the callers? Yippee. Ah, this is going to be a show. Okay. We're going to start with Laurel in North Dakota. Hi, baby. You're on. Hello? Oh, dear. Stephen, I don't hear anybody. Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Hello.
How are you? I've got an echo. That's how I am. So talk to me, Laurel.
Well, I guess I'm just wondering about my career. What do you see?
Well, what do you see? Because it's not important what I see. I'm not a psychic.
Oh, okay. Well.
Okay. So I want to know what you see and what you want. And when I say you're clear about it, I get a no. And if you're not clear about what you want and where you want to go, the universe cannot come in and help you get there. Do you understand?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. So your first job is to get really clear about what you want and get it written down and then get yourself emotionally in alignment. And what that means is feel all the joy and the love and the excitement around getting it. And you hold yourself there, and then you ask, God, the universe, the higher energy beings, the force, whatever your term is. Then you ask the energy to come in and go, look, I've done my job. I've gotten clear. I've got myself in alignment. Now I'm ready to partner with you. So that's your first job, is to get clear and write everything down. What Wonderful. Do you think you want, Laurel? What do you think you want?
I want to change from where I'm at into more of healing type work.
Okay, that's not specific enough.
No?
No, it's not. Because I sort of kind of, you know, want to be an actress.
I don't know, because I don't
But
really
I don't know,
know
what kind of actress I want to be, and I don't know what kind of acting I want. Not specific enough. If you walked into a room, with God, God would look at you and go, say what? Can you be a little clearer for me? Because I'm a great creator, you know, I can make stuff out of clay and bring it to life. But if you don't tell me what to make out of clay, can't move for you, babe.
Yep, you're right.
Okay. And you're not allowing yourself to really understand, Laurel, what it is you want to do, because there's a belief in place that you're not going to be able to do it. And as long as that belief is in place, you're not going to allow yourself to exercise the imagination and the possibility of doing what you want to do. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. All right. That's your answer. And that's, look, everybody, ask yourselves the same question she asked. What do I want? Am I clear about it? Am I specific about it? And then allow enough play in there that the universe can come forward and give it to you in the most creative way that you can't even imagine. But your job is to know clearly what you want. All right, baby?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet. Go get him. Go get yourself. Jean in Massachusetts. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I don't know how to put this. I've been having trouble with my legs, and I believe it has to do with my job. I love my job. I've been working part-time at a large TJ Maxx.
Okay, it's not about your job, Jean. Your job, like my job, our jobs are a great resource for us to tap into our own BS and our blocks. Let's find out what it is about the job that's plugging you into reaction that's not making you want to stand in your power. Sheets, book, give me a song, baby cakes.
Chances are.
Okay. So there's something about your job that's asking you to take a chance. What is it?
I have no idea. It's being on my feet on a concrete floor over the last 3 years has really done a job on my knee and my hip.
Nope, not it. That's not it. That's
Whoa.
What it appears.
Okay.
That's what it appears. Okay, look, guys.
It really hurts. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, but we're looking for the energetic thing behind why it hurts, behind why standing on a concrete floor creates pain for you.
Yeah.
Because you know there's a lot of people that stand on a concrete floor, that stand all day, that work all day on their feet.
I know. I only do 4-hour shifts.
Well, so you know that that's not a rule of the universe, that if you stand on a concrete floor, your legs and your hip are going to hurt. There's something energetic that's at the core of it, Jean, that's creating it appearing to be the concrete floor that you're stepping on. For me and the show that I'm doing, it appears to be that the people don't even get what acting is, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We know that it's always within us. And if we can get to the core thing, and so many healers have proven this, and there's a lot of proof on record, if you guys want to look it up, that once you get to the absolute core energetic thing, then the dis-ease dissipates. Okay, so
I
what
would
song,
like to get there.
What song did you give me?
Chances Are by Johnny Mathis. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm okay. Channeling. So
okay.
They wanted me to go through the song. And it's basically, is that the highest thing? Yes. Basically, we're going to, when somebody else walks into the room, you give your power away. And it literally takes your feet out from under you.
I can relate to that. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So who at work, I know you love your work, so quit trying to defend it because we're trying to get to your question.
Yeah.
Who at work do you give your power away when they walk in? Or you think you have to give, or you think you should give your power away?
Well, there's a manager and there's a woman that runs the back room because I go in and out of there to.
We're
get
going to the
done.
Manager.
Okay,
going to
yeah.
the manager.
Yeah.
Okay. It's
every
like,
confrontation I have with him. Yes.
Okay, and your legs literally freeze. They're showing me somebody, and that energy walks in, and your legs lock up, and that's where all your fear and tension go, the apprehension of what you have to go through. Now, they want to share with you quickly what's driving him. Is it a him or a her?
It's a him.
Yeah, got real male energy
and
here.
It's a him, and the head manager of the whole store is a woman with the same temperament.
Yeah, but we're going to the guy you have to deal with.
Okay.
And what's behind the same temperament in both of them? Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie. Because if you understand that, you'll be able to deal with it better. Give me a movie.
Flash dance.
Okay. They are both in great fear that they're going to be a flash in the pan. They're going to lose their job. They're not secure in their job. And that's what it's coming from. If
I can see that.
Okay. So you see, back to what the channel gave us to talk about at the very beginning of the show. If we lie to ourselves and say, I have to be superior over all these other people by kind of threatening them energetically, that he doesn't really threaten you, but they're saying
he
you
does
can
that
even,
to everybody. Everybody agrees.
Yeah, but you're the one whose body is reacting.
Yes.
Okay, so don't you tell your body we're not going to react to him anymore.
Yeah.
He's afraid, and we understand. That's why he has to come off as superior,
yeah.
Right? But the truth is, if we're not going to lie to ourselves, the truth is that he's not superior to us. He might be in a superior position, but he's certainly not superior to us. He's afraid. He's afraid of losing his job. And so we're going to stand our ground in love and not go into reaction, go into acceptance. Let him do his thing and go on about our business.
Yeah.
We're going to create.
I stood up to him this week.
Well,
I said,
look
no,
at those words.
Do that.
Look at the words you're using. I stood up to him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's good, the channel said. That's
and I
good.
Said, no, I cannot do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
And then don't make yourself feel guilty for doing it, for standing up.
Yeah.
But if you understand he's scared, you can stand up more from a place of love than, look, you know what, I'm not doing this intention. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so thank your body. You got the message. Mm-hmm. You understand what your body's trying to tell you. It's helping you expand out into more acceptance of your own power. Okay?
Thank you, darling.
It's great to hear from you.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too.
Bye.
Sarah in Switzerland. My Lord, what time is it in Switzerland?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart.
It is 6:30 in the evening.
Oh. Well, good evening. Mm-hmm. What can we do for you?
Nice speaking with you. Thank you.
Of course.
I felt a strong pull to call in today and to raise my hand. I didn't have a specific question, but this is just what I felt called to do, so I did. And now I'm curious to hear what...
Yeah, there's definitely a specific reason you should have called Sheets' book. Song. Could you give me a movie, darling, please? Any movie that pops in?
Titanic.
Yeah, Titanic. Okay, why do you feel like you're sinking, Sarah? Why do you feel like you're sinking in life?
I feel that I've tried a lot of things. Sometimes I feel like I've tried everything. But it's really, yeah.
And you have. You have tried everything, but you don't understand the principles. So, guys, I can understand how to ski, how to snow ski. I can understand. I can go to a class. I can have somebody take me up and show me. But if I don't perform standing up, and the right posture, if I don't perform all of the things correctly, I'm going to fall. So were you on the last webinar we had?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. They're saying that's the biggest place you're falling out is you don't really understand asking. Ask in the original Hebrew means claim or demand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But in the webinar, the very last huge thing that came in is, guys, you don't understand that if you don't ask yourself first, nothing can be done for you. So we go to our guides, we go to our angels, you know, we go to God, we go to the force, we go to our significant others, we go everywhere outside of ourselves, including me, saying, can you help create me? And I'm saying to you, Sarah, nobody and no thing, not even God, can help create you if you don't go to yourself first. So we already have a theme going, guys, for the whole show. You've got to ask of yourself, what do I want? I'm asking myself to create what I want now. So if we take the simple information of I feel like I'm sinking, the simple positive opposite of that is, you know, I want to thrive and always feel like I'm floating. I'm floating on the water, right? The water is holding me up. I'm not sinking. Life is holding me up. That's what I want to know. But I've got to know that within myself first before I can experience it. Because you see, Sarah, if you have a belief, and you do, that you're always sinking in life, it's not possible to create the opposite of getting what you want and flying in life. Because you're saying to the world, I know that's what I want, but I have a belief that I have to keep sinking. And so the universe has to match that then. They've got to match some part of that belief of you sinking, whether it's, well, maybe I move ahead a little bit, and then, well, there I am back under again. I make enough money, and then if you're owning that belief, you'll either spend it or lose it or have expenses come up that will use it, so that you have to start syncing again. And that's the fractal of the pattern we're talking about. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So your job, Sarah, is to start going to you. Start going to you and your power and finding out what it is you want and asking yourself to come forward to create it. Okay, honey?
Mm-hmm. It's a really, really good confirmation, because this is what I've practiced a lot more this week, and it really feels like that's really empowering to do that more and more. But it's,
yes, a lot of things.
It's a muscle to build.
You bet. You bet it is. And a lot of things are going to shift for you the more you get on top of this. All right?
Thank you so
much. All right.
Dee.
Much love, honey. Yeah. Well, see, again, we're just keep moving into constant more discernment. Miss Reba, what are you doing?
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Well, good morning, everyone. A couple of things, because what I want to close this little piece with is Creation Station. So a couple of things that came up while you're talking to others is the old "what we resist persists," and the "why is it we choose to believe the lies?" Because we want others to really be able to take care of it for us. And like the whole DC crew, whomever they are, is saying, "We will fix this. It's going to be better." And they keep spinning it so it sounds really good. And we want to go, "Oh, good, somebody at long last is going to fix my life."
Yeah, but the lie is they're not.
Exactly.
And we keep wanting to believe them so we don't have to take responsibility.
Bingo, bango, whatever.
Yeah, but we know that if individually we are not taking care of being in alignment with everything that we want, so we better all sit down and go, "What do I want from this country?"
Mm-hmm.
And that means, what do I want from myself? I want to be free. I want to live in integrity. Okay? I want to be secure in my life. I certainly want to be healthy, because if I don't have my health, I don't have anything. So I'm going to do everything I can to support any place in me and in my world that is going to support health in me, in my life, and for my family, for my country, for the world. It's really a no-brainer, guys, but you've got to stand back and go, okay, is this BS lie, or is there actually steps being taken toward what I want? If there's not, I have to get myself more in alignment, and then I have to take steps around what I want.
And am I willing to do that and be that for myself and take that into the world, into my country, rather than just complaining about what's going on? Am I willing to step up and be that person?
Yep. And we know that literally, we are at a juncture where the course of our lives and our nations, especially for our children, will be decided by what we decide we are creating ourselves as. So if you're sitting back waiting for somebody else to create for you, you have no right to complain about what gets. And on top of which, we know the more we focus on the negative, the more the negative we create. What do we want? What do we want? What do we want? Sit down and write it out for the country right now, and I guarantee you it will be an exact match to what you want for yourself if you are thinking in the highest way. That's a great analogy, Reva.
And remember, 50 plus years ago, when JFK said, "Ask not what you can do for your country, or what your country can do for you. What can I do for my country? Do I love my country enough to say, what can I do?" And then get the answer and then say, "Yes, I'm willing to be more kind. I'm willing to not bully anyone."
Yes.
And that brings me to Creation Station. And what I want to be really clear about is that you guys will never hear Dee tell you she's your answer. And that is the thing. It's not coming out here in November to get fixed, to have her give you the answer, to have her be your guru. It's for you to come out and participate, minded, energy-liked people, and get your own force within you, turn it up, and then take that back into your lives and into the world.
Yeah, Reva, you've done, what, three of them now?
I think three, maybe. And then plus there was a part two one time.
Yeah, yeah. Needless to say, an empowering weekend is an understatement. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're willing, if you are willing to be open to your possibilities and expand your spiritual life, then it's a weekend that will change your life. But if
Absolutely.
You're coming out to get your life fixed, which is exactly the lies we're talking about that we're being told, then you might as well stay home and watch the TV.
Absolutely. But people that are, I'm telling you, we have got the most amazing group of people already signed up. It's going to be some weekend. Well, thanks for that testimonial, baby. I love you.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing in the country stuff, too, with the subject that we're talking about today.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, Reva, she's a piece of work. Brian, what's up, dude? Hold on. Let me try and get the switchboard on. What's up, baby?
Hey, Dee. Oh,
Hi.
My gosh. So many wonderful things are up. First of all, I just want to say, you know, I read your e-blast and saw what's going on with Gabby and Joni and everything, and I just, you know, want to affirm for you that the highest good is at hand here, and you are all going to get through this in the most powerful, positive way.
I stand with you in that knowing, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know you don't normally do this, but I am here with my beloved April.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We both really got a lot of, separately, some divine guidance recently, and April just got a huge blast of it last night. And, you know, a lot of which you've already addressed on this call, beginning with, I don't know where to begin.
Basically, from the start of your talk, and then all your callers basically answered 95% of what I was calling about, Brian.
Okay, I want to get to the 5%. Because that's why you're calling. So what's the question?
Okay. I've been chronically ill for a long time. I've been on disability for about 15 years. And I have a 12-year-old autistic son. So I ended up having to move back in with my parents. My ex-husband also cheated on me and got divorced. So,
okay, how long ago was that?
We got divorced 9 years ago.
Okay.
So,
And you've been chronically ill for how long?
15 now.
Okay. Okay. Bear with me because so much stuff is coming in, April. So, you knew long before you, basically, you lying to yourself about your ex-husband is the core of your illness.
We had some issues, so yeah.
Yeah, but no, you didn't hear me. You're lying to yourself is the core.
Yeah.
So we want to get clear about what you're lying to yourself about, because you're not. So we're going to the sheets, first sheet, second sheet, third sheet, fourth sheet. Again, and those of you at Creation Station, you'll get this as part of Creation Station, but I always get emails after show. How do I get the sheets? You have to order the Balance podcast on IMD Wallace. Okay, one, two, three, chakras. I'm going to your energy. There is hatred stuck in your energy. There is hatred toward him stuck in your energy. That is breaking down your body. Your body is trying to say, April, you cannot hold hate and create a healthy, flowing, positive, creative energy. It's not possible. So what was the last thing that they gave me at the beginning of the show? Unforgiveness is the biggest lie you can tell yourself. And that's your answer.
Right.
You've got to forgive this guy. And let me remind everybody, we do not forgive others for them.
No, I know. And believe me, I've been working on that for a long time.
I get a
no,
April. I get a no.
Yes.
So I don't want you to lie to yourself anymore about trying to forgive him. Because nobody has to work more than a snap of the finger to forgive somebody. Nobody. It's just a choice.
You're right. I get
so,
it. Yeah.
And then I want to know, yes, I get that you finally got it. And then I the channel wants to know, what do you have to forgive him for? Well, tell me, what do you have to forgive him for?
How he's treated his role as a father in my son's life has been the biggest problem.
Okay.
It hasn't been about breakup, it's been about his role as a father,
Okay, that's the lie.
Okay.
Because it's not only...
Oh, there's probably more to it,
It's how he treated you.
You're right. And
it's basically April who he is. You hate who he is. And the channel is saying you have every right to hate who he is, except that it's your body that's going under.
Yeah. So, how do I deal with that? I don't want to hate who he is. That's the problem.
Well, I think you do want to hate who he is, honey. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hating who he is.
Yeah.
So if you go to your place of love, April, if everybody right now go to your place of love.
Okay.
I teach you all to automatically have a place of love.
Mm-hmm.
Can you feel the love in your place of love?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You cannot feel your hate for him when you are holding your place of love. That's how you do it. And it's an easy choice. But if you go, you know, I'm never going to forgive that son of a you know what.
Right.
You're not going to choose to go to your place of love.
Yeah.
And you'll choose to not forgive. And you'll choose to hold on to the hate. And your body will break down.
Right.
That's your answer.
And when you think you're doing it, that's the problem.
Quit trying, guys.
Yeah,
it's
denial
you
is
do it.
A really, you know, big place. Yeah, it's...
You do it or you don't. All right, baby? You can do this. Brian,
I can.
You have done this, so you can help her with this. Okay.
Absolutely.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. All right, we're going to Paula in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, thank you. I read your message that you sent too, and I wanted to say, you know, I hold you in my heart, and I'm really sorry, you know, that everything's happening. It seems like a lot of stuff is happening right now.
It looks like a world of chaos, and that's why they want to keep saying to you, that's what the webinar is really all about, is that a huge purging is going on, guys. The whole world is purging the bullshit, bringing it to the surface so that we can consciously go, okay, I'm going to love it, or I'm going to stay in hate and fear. That's your choice right now.
Yes. And this, the thing, the reason I called in originally was, you know, it's about like my mom and her friends and all that, you know, they're having health issues and going to the doctor, getting medication. And I'm just like, you know, it's like, I feel like that's, you know, giving your power away, you know, in a way. I mean, you don't.
No. Okay. So let me go back. The fact that they're getting sick is how they're giving their power away.
Right.
And sometimes on this physical plane, depending on everybody's belief systems, sometimes you have to go to medicine and surgical help and whatever in order to bring your body back in balance, because you didn't address the energetic challenges that you needed to address. So if you talk to almost any doctor, they will tell you that right now there is a huge influx of people coming in with a myriad of disorders and sicknesses, especially psychological ones, nervous disorders, because of all of the stress and lack of stability that it appears that we're living in the world. And if you succumb and go under and go in reaction to all of that, your body is going to break down, because what you're saying is, oh my God, I don't have any more power. I don't have any power over this. North Korea is going to bomb us. You know, we have no leadership in Washington. We're not going to have any health care. And I can't do anything. I can't do anything, which they're showing me somebody sinking, back to an earlier caller.
Yep, the Titanic.
You see, we're not sinking unless we believe we're sinking and keep throwing fear and not rebalancing and going, okay, I'm bringing myself back. Let me be clear about what I want. I don't want to be in this drama. I want to be free. I want to be the free, powerful creator that I am. And that's what I'm going to be. So every thought, every action, everything I can do, I'm going to go, well, nice illusion world. I'm going to be in the world, but I'm not going to be of the world. Do you understand?
Yeah. But, you know, like when I have been, you know, like actually doing, you know, I thought I'm going to try, I'm helping people. Then after that, I feel terrible. I feel like maybe, you know, I don't know. That's like the ego coming back saying,
okay,
oh,
but Paula,
you know, trying to keep me down.
Paula, they're saying you're not helping them. You're judging them.
Okay.
Judgment of all of this is just going to take you down into the mire more fully. We're not talking about judgment. We're going, okay, well, I can see that some people believe that and some people want that. I think it's BS. So I'm going to turn away from them, even if I'm living with them, even if I'm married to them. I don't have to own the same belief system, but I don't have to judge their belief system to create and focus on what I want.
Right.
Do you understand? So the channel says you really got the energetic shift between judgment and you can't change people, Paula.
Absolutely.
And that's part of the lie of superiority.
Yeah.
That's what we're reacting, because right now we all feel like we're being bullied into creating stuff that we don't want. And that's just not a true statement that we should be telling ourselves. The truth is, we are all capable and responsible of creating the lives and the perspectives and the belief systems that we want within ourselves. and to hold the focus on that, which will then create the world that we want and the country that we want. But focusing on judging other people and changing them, that ain't going to do it.
Absolutely. Yes, I do know that.
Okay, then you need to be very specific.
Vigilant.
Yes, and vigilant about consciously creating your life and choosing that. Okay?
Right.
All right, darling.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Well, my gosh, guys, I know I probably spoke a little bit longer today, but it was really important, this lying stuff. We didn't get quite to as many callers as I would like to, but please know the channel is saying absolutely your question was answered. So take what your question was and apply it. If you want to sign up and come play with us and have this amazing bonding experience in my home in November, please contact us now. We will help you work it out, but you have got to follow the divine hit. August 9th is our next webinar. And if you're interested in getting a Buppi, do it now because they're going to be donated. So I love you all. I love you all. And my last request from all of you is from my e-blast, my hope is that you know enough from this community not to get into the, oh my God, poor D place. Oh my God, isn't that awful? Oh, how could any, what a horrible. No, my hope is that the channel has taught all of us enough now, well enough to know that what you're doing is standing there, going to your love place and going, this is what I wish for D's life right now and for mine. Create this for us now. And all things will fall in exactly to divine order. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves. Oh, guys, you're so amazing and beautiful and wonderful and smart. Love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.